Thank you for joining us for this episode of FEA Today. My name is Matt Costella, director of the Fundamental Evangelistic Association, headquartered at the Grace Bible Church in Fresno, California. Our hope and prayer is that this brief program will encourage you in the things of the Lord and direct your attention to God's Word as you seek to make sense of the world in which you find yourself today. In this episode of FEA Today, I want to take the time to encourage you in your steadfastness and your Christian walk and position and witness. Do you ever have the temptation to diverge from what you know to be right because of the circumstances that are all around you? Well, of course we do. All of us in all aspects of our daily lives are tested every day. We face trials and testings and temptations, and oftentimes the things that we're going through as we look around at the world around us causes us to wonder, am I really on the right track? Am I really where I need to be? But God has given us precept and example in His Word to encourage us to be steadfast in our faith, in our behavior, in our belief, regardless of the circumstances around us. And Daniel is just one such example. We've been taking the time here at Grace Bible Church in Fresno to go through the book of Daniel recently, and it got my attention in considering talking about the reality of steadfastness and the need for steadfastness on this episode of FEA Today. We know from the very beginning of the book of Daniel that he had a reputation. He was a person of character and integrity. In fact, we find from the very beginning that Daniel purposed in his heart that he would put the Lord first, that he would not defile himself. He was a person of integrity, and he began to be known by not only Nebuchadnezzar, but Nebuchadnezzar's guards and those around him. He began to be known as a person of character and integrity. He was honest. He was trustworthy. He was loyal. He was dedicated. And yet, Daniel was going through so much personally in his life. How would that reputation stand up to trials and tribulations and temptations? Well, I want to consider with the time that we have today, Daniel, who I refer to often as the steadfast statesman. The first thing we consider is that Daniel, as way of example, he remained steadfast in his faith and commitment to the Lord, even though everything around him changed. From Jehoiakim, who was the king of Judah, to Nebuchadnezzar, to Belshazzar, to Darius. In other words, from the very beginning, when Jehoiakim was reigning in Judah, to Darius, the end of Daniel's life, from the beginning, Daniel purposed to remain true to God. From religious freedom in Israel to unlawful worship in Babylon, we find Daniel remaining steadfast, even though the circumstances around him were changing continually. Really, this reveals to us our own responsibility today to do what is right, regardless of our political or social or environmental situation. You see, circumstances did not dictate Daniel's faithfulness, his obedience, and his steadfastness. In fact, we come to Daniel chapter 6 and we read in verse 10, after the leaders of the kingdom had set into law an order that no one was to pray to their own God, we read in Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10, when Daniel knew the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Daniel continued to remain steadfast even though everything around him changed. His circumstances changed, political, social, economic, environmental, and yet Daniel chose to remain steadfast. We also consider from our text today that he remained steadfast even though others at times sought to bring him down. In fact, the majority were against him. In verse 1 of chapter 6, we read, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which would be over the whole kingdom, and over these 3 presidents, of whom Daniel was first. So we have over 120 leaders that were against Daniel, the vast majority. They were against him. For some reason, they wanted to see Daniel down a notch. We have to understand God's people have always been in the minority. We can look back, even Noah is a prime example. We can look back at other examples in the Old Testament. Daniel had to battle this situation seemingly alone from man's perspective. I think jealousy was probably the motivation, similar to Joseph and his brothers back in the book of Genesis. I think these presidents that were set over the kingdom were jealous of Daniel, and so they're trying to find a way to destroy him. And often the easiest time to give in to peer pressure is when you appear to be the only one refusing to go along. Everybody else is going with the flow. Everybody else is against you. And yet the Bible tells us that all who live godly lives in Christ Jesus today will suffer persecution. This implies ill will or even retaliation from other people. Remember, the Apostle Paul in the first century was persecuted at the hands of other people. He was forced to flee from place to place as he was desiring to remain faithful to God. And yet, the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 3 gives us the exhortation to remain steadfast in the faith, just like Daniel. Daniel remained steadfast even though everything around him changed environmentally. His environment changed, politics, socially, everything changed, yet he remained steadfast. He remained steadfast, as we see here in Daniel chapter 6, even though everybody else sought to bring him down. He was seemingly alone. The majority were against him. They were jealous of him, and yet he refused to give in. He remained steadfast. The other thing to consider is that he remained steadfast here in Daniel chapter 6, even though he was weak in the flesh. A lot of times we have the idea that Daniel was a strong, strapping young man who could get through anything because he had youth and vitality on his side. And yet, here in Daniel chapter 6, at this point in his life, he was likely no less than 80 years old. 80 years old. Yet regardless of whether we're old or whether we're young, it is often easy to compromise what we know to be right when our body doesn't feel strong enough to carry on. A lot of times we just feel like it would just be a lot easier to go with the flow, to give in, to not fight, to not do battle when it comes to standing up for the truth and wanting to defend the faith. We often feel discouraged. We often feel hopeless when our body seems to be at a breaking point, when we're weak or sick, which I think is the way Daniel felt here in Daniel chapter 6. God promises, however, he promises us, if we were going to look at Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 28, we find from Scripture in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 28 that God will strengthen those who wait on him. In Isaiah chapter 40, and we begin reading in verse 28, where we read this: "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of his understanding." Notice this: "He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord," notice, regardless of how weak or strong one might be, "they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." God promises us that he will strengthen those who wait on him. Well, Daniel is a prime example. He remained steadfast even though everything around him changed throughout his life. He remained steadfast in his faith and his steadfastness to the Lord, even though others sought to bring him down. He remained steadfast even though he was weak in the flesh the older he got. We also see here from Daniel chapter 6 that he remained steadfast even though he knew the consequences of his actions. Here, particularly in chapter 6, what were the consequences of his actions? Death. Death by the lions. What we understand to be a common punishment by the Persians. Think about it. All Daniel needed to do was compromise a little bit. All Daniel needed to do was maybe close his window. All he needed to do was maybe just wait for a month, wait for several weeks, and alter his behavior and hope that maybe he could buy some time. And that's all he needed to do was compromise a little bit. And yet he refused to do so. He remained steadfast, even though he knew the consequences of his actions. Steadfastness in our faith and our attitude and our behavior, steadfastness for God, will often bring consequences. Sometimes it will bring the displeasure of others who want us to go along with their programs. In other words, people might be mad at us. People might not like us. They might look down on us because we are desiring to please God above men. That's a consequence. Sometimes another consequence is slander or misrepresentation. And we find this throughout God's word, individuals misrepresenting, slandering, maliciously slandering people who know and love the Lord, who are trying to do what's right. In many nations today, not so much in our own country, but in other nations of the world, the consequences could be physical punishment or even martyrdom for the cause of Christ. Compromise, however, must never be an option when it comes to being faithful and obedient to God. We can go to the New Testament and even consider the example of Stephen in Acts chapter 6. I mean, all Stephen had to do was tell the people what they wanted to hear. He had been falsely accused, and all he did was continue to give them the true, unadulterated word of God. And Stephen realized that faithfulness meant punishment, even death. Because remember, the religious leaders crucified Jesus Christ for purported blasphemy. But the point is this: compromise must never be an option when it comes to being faithful and obedient to God. We find Daniel remaining steadfast, even though he knew the consequences of his actions. Just like in the New Testament, we see Stephen, we see the Apostle Paul, we see godly men remaining steadfast in the faith, in defense of the faith, even though they knew the consequences of their actions. So why did Daniel remain steadfast? He remained steadfast even though everything around him changed. He remained steadfast even though others sought to bring him down. We see this here in Daniel 6. Daniel remained steadfast even though he was weak in the flesh. I mean, he was an old man by this time, or in his 80s. Daniel remained steadfast even though he knew the consequences of his actions. He continued to pray to his God, and others saw it. He knew the consequences. Why did he remain steadfast? Well, it starts with the fact that he committed himself to faithfulness and obedience from the very beginning. We saw that in chapter 1 and verse 8. We considered that. Daniel purposed in his heart that he would love and serve and honor the Lord and not defile himself. If we have truly committed ourselves to this, we are going to be steadfast as well. Notice, here in Daniel 6, we find Daniel, he didn't wait for a crisis time to pray. He did it regularly. He prayed regularly. Daniel was more concerned about pleasing God than pleasing men. He did not want to shut himself off from fellowship with God. It's something that he had been experiencing through his life. It was his source of power throughout his life, and he wasn't going to change that. He remained steadfast because from the beginning, he committed himself to faithfulness and obedience. He was steadfast because he was filled with the Spirit of God. We see this in verse 3 of Daniel chapter 6. Then Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. He was filled with the Spirit of God. We can even go and see that in chapter 5, verses 10, 11, and 12. And finally, I believe Daniel remained steadfast because he knew how it would all turn out in the end. And why do I say this? Because God revealed the end to Daniel. God gave Daniel incredible prophetic vision and insight. And interestingly enough, this is what we know today too, because we have it in God's word. We know how it's going to turn out in the end. So we must remain steadfast. Daniel didn't let God down, and God didn't let Daniel down. He delivered Daniel from the mouth of the lion. We need to be steadfast like Daniel. We need to be steadfast like other individual examples in the Old and New Testament. Keith Brooks, I close with this, a godly Bible teacher of the past, said, "God first means safety first. That which believers do faithfully in conscience toward God may often be represented as done with obstinate motives by men, but God knows the heart, and whatever the test, will give peace and deliverance and will clear the integrity of his trusting child." I thank you for joining us for this episode of FEA Today. May the Lord bless you and encourage you to continue to be steadfast in the faith for his glory.